This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Oh my gosh, look who we have here as our first interview, Gigi Hyland from the Foundation. Gigi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you? It's been too long. My goodness.
I know.
A long time since we've talked.
I know.
So, yeah.
Maybe a year. I don't know.
Probably a year.
Last year.
That's right.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. So how have you been? Just a quick catch up.
Doing well. Just it feels like the world has gotten faster even than it was pre-pandemic. So it feels like everybody went through the pandemic. It's like, oh my gosh, we have to run even faster. So things are great. The foundation's doing great, but you know, we're running faster. We're running hard.
Yeah, no doubt.
But all good.
Good.
Yeah, it
seems like when we came out of the pandemic, well, I mean, just it's kind of like a horse race where the gates just opened and we all just kind of went on the sprint.
And we haven't slowed down. Yeah. So I think, you know, trying to manage that so that people just don't get burned out. So none of us get burned out because we're all tired from the pandemic, but try to, you know, just try to go at a pace that, you know, is accomplishing things, but not too crazy.
Yep.
So all good.
Indeed. Well, I'm glad it's all good. Yeah, you guys are doing some fabulous work there, as usual. Let's talk about, I think first things first, the Herb Wegner Memorial Awards that the foundation, you and your wonderful team put on each year.
Yes.
It's just, it's one of the best events of the year,
I think. Thank you so much. Thanks for saying that. I never in my wildest dreams ever thought that I would put on a dinner party for 1,200 people. And we have 1,200 people coming to dinner on Monday night, which is unbelievable in terms of the support, but so excited. Four amazing award winners. And so just can't wait to celebrate with everybody and do like we've done for many, many years, which is keep it a family reunion and try to get people out by 9 o'clock and move and groove, but really take the time also to honor these four incredible awardees.
Yeah, each year you guys knock it out of the park with this event and as well as the folks that you are honoring as well. So,
we've got Bill Cheney, go ahead. Brian Branch, we've got Winona Nava, and we've got Linda Bodie, and just all very different, but the work that they've done in their own space within credit unions, nationally, internationally, and the impact that they've had has been incredible. So there are going to be tears, there's going to be laughter, it's just going to be a fabulous night.
And the food's not bad either.
That's thanks to the Marriott Marquis, which is right over there. So, you know, again, one of the things I never thought I'd do in this job is I'm responsible for taste testing, literally coming about 2 months earlier and tasting to see what the chefs are going to produce.
Gosh.
So I didn't do it this year. So Andre Paraway, our CFOO, and Tracy O'Neill, who's my executive assistant, actually did the tasting.
Oh.
I said, oh man, it's a big chore.
I know
they did great and it'll be fabulous. And the chefs over there take really good care of it. So it'll be good.
So overall, how do you see this event benefiting the industry? Because obviously, I mean, you're honoring some fantastic people over the years, not just this year, but you've just the folks that are second to none for sure. So what do you think it does for the industry as we recognize these amazing human beings?
Yeah, so one of the pillars of our work is to inspire. So we ignite, we inspire, and we respond. This falls within the inspiration pillar because to have people come to this dinner and really see what others are doing in the credit union system in terms of improving people's financial lives, it really builds that energy for others to go home and go, you know, I'm inspired and I can do this too. And that's really what it takes.
That's right.
In order to help people anywhere that you are in any community, it takes that inspiration to go home and say, I can do this too.
Yeah.
And so this evening that we'll have on Monday really does that. It really inspires people to go home and say, I can do more. I know I can help people more. And so that's really what it's all about. On top of it, yes, it is our largest fundraiser, and so we appreciate all of the support. So it also allows us to then use that money and we plow it back into the work that we do, whether it's our development education program or all of the resources and grants that we do around financial well-being. So it has this sort of triple win, you know, triple bottom line for us in terms of inspiring and in terms of giving back to the foundation so that we can in turn give back to the credit union system.
Right on,
I love it. It's one of my favorite things. And this year's pretty cool because we have partnered with Alicia Erb, who you may remember, we used to work at NASCUS, worked at Acule, so worked at Acule a long time. time credit union sort of family member, credit union executive. She's opened up a consignment shop in Old Town Alexandria, just down the road.
Yeah.
And we're doing a re-gowned to give, which is all of the ladies who have brought their gowns with them, they actually can consign their gowns the day after the Wegner, so, or the foundation dinner, on Tuesday morning. Mm-hmm. And those, when she consigns them, then all of the proceeds come back to the foundation. And they're going to be consigned to different professions of need. So I know the teachers in Fairfax County are having a really big shindig, and they're looking for gowns at a lower price at consignment shops. And so we're so excited to partner with Alicia. It's, for us, it's really living our own values of giving back. And so it's, again, a win-win for everybody. So
what a great idea.
Really cool. Yeah, she approached it. She approached us with it, and we were like, absolutely. No, of course. Of course we're going to do that. Yeah, so all good.
Well, if the men to women ratio is 50-50, you're going to have probably, what, 600 gowns?
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Actually, some women are actually bringing gowns with them.
Oh, are they?
The ones they're not wearing. They're like other gowns, like, oh, I've been wanting to consign this. I'm just going to bring it with me. Or they're going to send it to Alicia after the event. So, all good.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. What a great idea. Yes.
No, really cool.
A very credit union thing to do, for sure.
Very much so. Yeah. We try to live and breathe it. Yep.
So speaking of a credit union thing to do, you guys are well known for your CU Aid programs.
Yes.
Can you share with us a little bit about what what's going on there?
So, what you guys are doing? Knock on wood, we haven't had too much this year. Yeah. We certainly have had a little bit in California, Northern California. But last year, we distributed just under $600,000 to... large part of it was to Florida and Puerto Rico because of the hurricanes there. But, you know, Montana got a little bit of money, and Michigan got a little bit of money, and Colorado got a little bit of money, and New Mexico got a little bit of money just for different, you know, wildfires and tornadoes and floods and things. So, you know, we are there. We stand ready when disaster strikes to be able to just act as that conduit to push money out to our state credit union foundations and to credit union professionals and volunteers to get them back on their feet. So it's the same story, but the story is that it works really well, and credit unions are incredibly generous. So when they see something, they turn around, and, you know, I'm getting emails and I'm getting calls. What can I do? How much do you need? And people contributing. So it's just, I mean, you know, who does that?
Right.
Credit unions do that is
the
answer. Credit unions do that for each other. So it's really, again, very heartwarming, and it makes a difference.
It is in our DNA
for sure. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Very cool stuff you guys are doing there.
Yeah.
The FinHealth conference, which is going to be coming up this spring as well. Share with us a little bit about that.
Oh my gosh. So financial health, as you know, we're here at GAC, and the theme is financial well-being for all. And that's been a theme for the last several years. Mm-hmm. And so the foundation really has been living and breathing that work through a variety of different things. Number one, we've done a lot of grant funding to credit unions, small, big, medium size, to really embed financial health and well-being into their strategy. Mm-hmm. So for an example, we did some grant funding to smaller credit unions last year who were able to get their demographic data of their membership and their employees and the financial health score of their members and employees. Mm-hmm. And that was a way to then inform their strategy to actually drive forward the opportunities that they could see around how do we really improve people's financial health. So that was like opening up a whole vista for them. That was great. And then we had three larger credit unions that did some research work with us to look at how about our own employees? Could we do a split deposit savings program that would encourage our own employees to save? And we actually did a randomized control study, and we found that it works. You know, when you encourage people to save and you make it easy for them, they save.
Right.
So, no, you know, no rocket science here, but really, really good results. So it's that work that the foundation does that continues to really drive forward financial health and well-being. And then the other thing that we're doing, two things. One is the conference. So we have this conference in at the very end of April. It's April 18th through the 20th, so please come.
Put it on your calendar right now.
Exactly. It's a collaboration with the Cornerstone Foundation with the California Nevada Credit Union Leagues. And it's a conference all about what are credit unions doing to embed financial health and well-being into what they do. And so we have conversations. We have breakout sessions. It's a fairly intimate conference in that we have about 200 people, but it's a great opportunity to network and to really get to know the network of people doing this work to be able to drive that work forward. As I keep telling people, you know, we need more players on the field. We need more credit unions actually taking this and embedding it in what they do,
mm-hmm.
because that's how it continues to move
yeah.
forward.
Yeah.
And it's all about the metrics of it, the measurement. How do you really know that you're making a difference in your members' lives?
Mm-hmm.
How are you measuring it? How are you reacting to the measurement? And then how are you pivoting to be able to make sure that your members are slowly but surely or quickly increasing their financial
yeah.
health and well-being? So that's that. And then last but not least is the FinHealth Fund, which I think we talked about mm-hmm. last year, which is a new designated fund at the foundation. It's a restricted fund, but we're trying to do this sort of jumpstart this ignition of this work by funding three major things. Number one, a repository of resources, a place where credit unions can go and get inspired
mm-hmm.
and actually see how the work is being done.
Mm-hmm.
Helping really to train employees to understand that it's not just about selling product, it's about empathy, it's about walking in a member's shoes, it's about understanding what's actually going on in a member's financial
yeah.
life and then meeting him, her, them, where they are, anybody, where they are.
Right.
And then last but not least is the identification of the data.
Okay.
How do we all collaborate to figure out what data do we need
mm-hmm.
to be able to really lock it in that credit unions are making a difference in people's financial health?
Yeah.
To really own that.
Yeah.
Because we think we do, I think we feel it here, but getting the data is hard. And so that's really the work that we're trying to do
mm-hmm.
through this FinHealth Fund.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had over... $2.9 million invested in it, and we're still looking for additional funds to be able to just get this work. And it's only a 4-year effort, so we're running fast. You know, the sun is setting, and we're running fast, and we want to get it done. So, yeah.
So how can folks get involved with this?
So folks can get involved. They can go on our website, and they can look at our Financial Being
right.
for All
right.
Web page that has a lot of information on how you actually do the work. And we have a separate page on there that's called the FinHealth Fund.
Okay.
And it talks about the work that we're doing,
mm-hmm.
and then there's a place that they can donate. It's typically reaching out to our CFO,
right.
Andre, to just say, I want to donate,
mm-hmm.
I want to participate, and he'll do everything that you need to
right
do.
On.
So, yeah. So it's really cool. We're moving really fast. DE, our DE program,
yeah.
is going gangbusters.
Oh
we
gosh.
Just graduated 29 folks in our first virtual class of the year, and we're back in person. So many
it's
people
exciting.
Want to be in person. So,
yeah.
I mean, we're
yeah.
just, we're cranking. My staff is amazing. Nothing is done alone. Everything I'm talking about is their work.
Oh,
please
yeah.
understand
oh,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that they're just cranking. And
yeah, you have an all-star
things.
Team there for sure.
I really do.
Yeah.
So I feel very fortunate,
yeah.
very blessed.
I know
yep.
Chad keeps getting, Mike, when are we going to get you in the DE Club program? I'm like, dude, I'm trying. I'm trying.
We'd love to have you come
I would
through.
Love to do it
We'd
as well.
We'd love to have you come through.
Gotta clear that schedule
We'd love
all those
to,
conferences
I know, that's
and
the
stuff.
Hard
so yeah.
That's the hard
yeah.
part.
But
yeah.
we'll get it. We'll get out there for sure one of these days. I would love to do it in person as well, going up to Madison, I'm assuming.
Yeah,
is
it's
where
in
it
Madison.
Okay.
Exactly right. Yep.
Okay.
And now we're partnering with CUNY Mutual Group and having it now in the Lighthouse in their brand new building.
Oh,
so
wow.
really cool to be able to leverage that, you know, brand new space.
Yeah, yeah.
So we really are thankful
okay.
to CUNY Mutual for arranging that and allowing us to do
mm-hmm,
that. So
mm-hmm.
all good. Yeah,
right.
all really good.
Well, and circling all the way back
all
to
good.
The dinner
yes.
on Monday night,
yes.
I know every year you guys kind of point out the DE, who's the latest DE class? Or
yeah,
I know there's
we just
a
ask
big
for all the DEs.
Out.
Yeah, we just ask for any DE that is there. And
stand up and be
a
recognized.
Lot of people. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And then we do a picture at the very end of the
mm-hmm.
dinner. And I'm you know, my lawyer brain is like, I hope this stage can hold this many people because it gets to be more and more and more and more people. I'm like, but all good. Okay.
And then everyone's
really
boasting about, hey, my class was the best class
ever.
That's
part of the deal.
You got that whole thing.
That is part of the deal.
Yeah,
that's part of the deal.
Well, good deal.
Well, thank you for the conversation.
You are
I appreciate
welcome.
It. We
yeah.
sort of went through one side of the landscape and then back to the other, but
that's
there's a lot going
here.
On. So.
Yeah, no
all
doubt.
Good.
Well,
yeah.
you guys, again,
okay.
doing a stellar job
thank
there at the
you.
Foundation. We couldn't be more appreciative
thank
of all the hard work that you guys do for credit unions out there and being that kind of philanthropic arm of the industry and just crushing it each year. So good stuff.
Thank you so much. Thanks
anything
for having
else,
me.
Gigi?
Not that I can think of. Yeah,
right.
make sure you come to see you in health and make sure you come to the dinner for
that's
your
right.
GAC. So.
You got it. Yeah.
yeah,
we'll put all those links in the show notes
sounds
for
perfect.
You guys to check out
sounds
and get
good.
To and sign up. But and other than that, thank you so much for
you're
opening
welcome.
Our GAC coverage, Gigi.
Absolutely.
Well done.
My pleasure. Absolutely.
You are welcome.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.